It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
We've got the Rays, we've got the Orioles. It's the last game at Camden Yards for the 2017 season and J.J. Hardy's last game at Camden Yards as an Oriole. We'll take it to the bottom of the first, Adam Jones at the plate.
Line drive right field, base hit down the line, all the way deep into the corner. Machado scores, Scope to third, Dickerson's going to wave him. The throw goes to second base, in to score Scope. Two-run double for Adam Jones, and there goes the lead. It's 2-1 Orioles. And Alvarez lines an RBI single to right field. Coming in to score is Davis. It's 4-1 Orioles. So far, Archer, folks, just does not have it.
Now the pitch again. Breaking ball lifted to left and deep. Dickerson turns around and J.J. Hardy in what might be his final game as an Oriole here at Camden Yards just hits a two-run home run, and he puts the Orioles on top. It's 6-4.
With a look to Hardy in the pitch, high drive in the right field. Smith ranging back to the track. He's back at the wall. It is gone. Home run. Second big league homer for Chan Cisco, and the Orioles separate. It's 8-4 Baltimore.
Kevin Cash and the Rays unable to figure out the Orioles on Sunday as they lose 9-4. Here's what Cash had to say about the loss.
Out of the gate, just for whatever reason, looked like he couldn't find the command with his slider throughout the day. Went heavy fastball, which, you know, I can't fault him too much with the approach, and given the history with the Orioles, I think that was a little bit of his intent. But when he needed to throw sliders, it just wasn't there for him. And, you know, they can hit. We've talked about it. Really like the way the guys came back. Suki with the big home run there. But after that, we just couldn't get anything else going.
Archer doesn't have the best numbers at Camden Yards. In what ways do you think maybe it's mental for him at times?
I don't think it's too mental. I think if you go back and look at guys with the amount of innings he's thrown comparable, you're going to find that there's a ballpark in there or a team in there that just gives each one of those guys some issues. Obviously, the AL East and the Baltimore Orioles, I mean, they see him quite a bit, but they have a good approach. It seems like every time we face him, whether he beats him or performs well or doesn't, we're always finding ourselves complimenting the Orioles' approach against him.
How would you define that approach? Could you have talked about that a couple times?
Yeah, I think they just recognize what he's trying to do. They really do a good job of kind of laying off the balls down, spitting on pitches down. That's why, you know, to Arch's, you know, what he's trying to do is establish his fastball at the bottom, right, to then open up the slider for Chase. Once he does that, then we've seen, doesn't matter what your approach is, they have to kind of respect both pitches. And if he doesn't do that with this team for whatever reason, they seem to be able to lay off and get some balls up and square them up.
After the short outing in Chicago, then three of the last four have been abbreviated and kind of lopsided. Has there been a theme to that, a thread?
I think if you asked him, it's probably lack of feel for his breaking ball. Just hasn't been able to locate it the way that he normally does, and he does it so well generally. Even the start against New York three starts ago, that was kind of it. The breaking ball just wasn't there for him. When he needed to throw a strike, he buried it. When he needed to bury it, he left it up. Yeah, you know what? He's done a really good job in his role. I mean, backup catcher. Look, the pitchers really enjoy throwing to him. They love throwing to him. Shuts down the running game. Has gotten gradually better with the game calling and getting, you know, good innings out of the pitchers. And then the bat, everything he's done has been a plus for us. He's really done a nice job with the runners in scoring position. He's gotten a lot of big hits this year for us.
It looks like Lomo's coming back around a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, Lomo swung the bat well the last 2 days. He's had a really good year. Really good year. I'd like to see him finish up on a high note. He deserves it. Pretty impressive today with J.J. Hardy. It's funny, baseball has a special way of appreciating really good players. I don't know J.J. at all, but just from everything you hear about him, it was pretty cool the way that all worked out.
Yeah, you got
about Malone.
You appreciate he's been a pro from the other dugout for many, many years, and it's just it's amazing how that kind of works out. You know, he comes up and hits a home run, which wasn't good for us, but it's good to see good things happen to good players.
Meyer playing pretty hard today.
Yep, getting down the line. KK plays hard all the time. If he's not, that means he's really banged up.
Things resume for the Rays on Tuesday. They'll be in New York to face the Yankees.